Airstrikes against Kurds are taking place in northern Syria, and the situation is being watched with trepidation in Middle Tennessee. Nashville has long been a settling place for refugees and is home to the largest Kurdish community in the U.S. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the latest threat has triggered sadness and political frustration for Kurdish Americans.
This news of a Turkish offensive is consuming social media and text message threads for Kurdish Americans like Dilgesh Abraham. And a call with his mother this week broke down into tears.
This is not a joke. Everybody have families there. Like every Kurdish from Syria, they have a family there. This is where we born and raised. This is our land, you know.
The 38-year-old grew up in Qamishli at the Turkey-Syria border. That's about 70 miles from one of the cities shelled this week. He fled in 2006 after what he describes as more than a year inside a torturous prison. He says he was arrested during a Syrian government crackdown on Kurdish demonstrations. His family left later. Abraham says there's a long history of America calling for Kurdish help and then abandoning them, most recently in the fight against the Islamic State. So he's unwilling to see this as merely a Kurdish problem.
American people should stand up, say why not only Kurdish, but every human being have humanity in them. Why you betray them like this? Why you treat them like that, like nothing? They don't exist.
On that point, he's not alone. Tennessee's congressional delegation blasted the White House for allowing Turkey to advance, and Senator Marsha Blackburn has called for sanctions. Other local Kurds have been petitioning representatives for help as well. In Nashville, most are from Iraq, not Syria. But that distinction hardly matters, says Jaeger Ali.
Because of the divided land and separation and years of persecution, if one part of Kurdistan is attacked, people feel like, you know, their Kurdish brothers have been attacked.
Ali served as a translator for the U.S. military. He says there is Kurdish solidarity, but it's a feeling tinged with fear and fatigue and some helplessness. In the coming days, Kurdish organizations say they're considering a rally, or they may take up an aid collection for the newest refugees. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.